Track 2.18.
Now you may or may not have read the best-selling self-help book, The Secret, but almost 2 million people have. And the movie version has sold 1.5 million copies to date. To tell us what all the fuss is about, we have with us in the studio today, psychologist and expert in the law of attraction, Dr. Rick Hudson. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
Dr. Hudson, The Secret is based on the law of attraction, the idea that like attracts like. This isn't a new phenomenon, is it?
No, not at all. The theory behind the law of attraction has been around for ages, but it is the recent success of The Secret that has brought it to the attention of so many people around the world.
What exactly is the law of attraction?
Well, put simply, the law of attraction is all about positive thinking. We attract things we want, and we also attract things we don't want. So, if you were the sort of person who was always cheerful and optimistic, you would give off good vibrations. And these good vibes would in turn attract positive energy, and good things would happen to you. Similarly, a stressed out kind of person would put out stressed vibes, and they would attract more stress into their lives. Whatever you are thinking and feeling at any given time is basically your request to the universe for more of the same.
So how can you apply this theory, this positive thinking, to your everyday life?
You can use it to make some very positive changes in your life. It depends what you want.
Where do I start?
Well, let me give you a very simple example. Okay, let's suppose you're on your way to the grocery store on a Saturday morning, so you're arriving pretty much at the same time as several hundred other shoppers. The one thing that would improve your life at that moment is a parking space. So you start focusing on that space. You visualize the ideal parking space right near the entrance, and you imagine yourself swinging into the space as you arrive.
Okay, I like that image.
And to make the positive vibrations really work for you, you need to imagine how you would feel if you already had that space.
I see.
Imagine that you already had that space. How would you be feeling?
Amazed?
Right. So you're still in your car on the way to the grocery store, but you're saying to yourself, I'm so happy I found a space. I'm delighted and grateful that I found a parking space so close to the entrance. It works. Try it.
I must say, it sounds too good to be true. Suppose I really, really wanted a $10 million house with a swimming pool. Would I just think about it and hey, presto, it would materialize?
Well, if you wanted to start living your life according to the law of attraction, you'd have to learn a few simple techniques, and these are explained in The Secret. But basically, if that's what you really want, then yes, you can make it happen.
But don't you think it encourages people to be more materialistic? I mean, I don't need a house with a swimming pool. Isn't that just being plain greedy?
Listen, I'll give you another example. Imagine that a genie appeared in front of you and offered to grant your wishes. Would you ask for something small, say, a new bicycle? No, you'd be asking for bigger things, a business, a soulmate, $1 million. The law of attraction is like a genie. And here's why it's important to think big. There is so much that can be improved in the world. There is much more you can contribute, but you cannot do this by being mediocre. You owe it, not just to yourself, but also to the world, to think big.
Well, thank you, Dr. Hudson.